Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, let's get to Dina's Dirt at the 40 right now, brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. You can start getting ready for the holiday season by putting a little money aside every week and joining their holiday club. For more information on how you can save throughout the year for some great Christmas gifts, visit pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in Hollywood, Dina?
All right, Tyra Banks back for season 31 of Dancing with the Stars later this year. Some people aren't too thrilled about that, but at least she's getting a co-host, and maybe that'll change things up a little bit. Alfonso Ribeiro from Fresh Prince of Bel-Air. And also, he was a former contestant on the show. He took home the Mirrorball Trophy, actually, during his season, which was season 19. And Tyra seems kind of cool with the news. She says she's known Alfonso since she was 19. You know, she had a guest role on Fresh Prince. She said he always puts a smile on her face, and it warms her heart to have him as a co-host. So we'll see if she really means that.
I don't know if that works. Remember American Idol?
Mm-hmm.
How they had that co-host named Dinkelman or whatever his name was?
Oh, right.
It didn't
Nobody
work
really
out.
Remembers his name.
No. Remember they did it, too. I don't know if that's going to work or not. We'll see.
I don't know. And she's also been said to be very difficult to work with. So it's, you know, it's going to be a matter of will him being a friend help that situation at all?
Maybe they want the gossip. Yes. The conflict.
Donald Trump's ex-wife, Ivana Trump, died after being found at the bottom of a set of stairs in her Manhattan apartment, according to police. Now, there's an investigation into whether the fall contributed to her death, but sources are saying it's not being considered suspicious. She more than likely died of natural causes, possibly cardiac arrest. She was 73 years old, known as a model, a businesswoman, a fashion designer, but also for being married four times, including her marriage to Donald Trump from 77 to 92.
I thought I read that she started the QVC network, too. She was a great businesswoman, apparently, like you were saying.
She was.
Yeah.
Very smart. And I remember her in the movie, what was it called? First Wives Club. And she says something about don't get mad, get everything. I love that quote.
Okay.
Ladies, when it comes to divorce, remember, don't get mad. Get everything. Close friend to Will Smith, Kevin Hart, opening up about how Will's doing months after that infamous slap. He says he's apologetic, he's in a better space, and that people are human, we make mistakes, and it's just about acknowledging what you've done and moving forward. Now, as far as those reports that Bad Boys 4 wouldn't be happening because of the slap, that is not true, according to Will's co-star Martin Lawrence. He said, we got one more at least, and said that about 40 pages of script, we're ready to go when this whole Oscars incident went down. And they're just kind of waiting for the smoke to clear before they go. But it is a go. It's like a dirty pool. You just have to throw in a little chlorine and let it do its thing.
Do we do page?
In this case, time is chlorine.
Oh, I see. Working it in for the working word. Yep.
Yep.
I like it. Chlorine. Yeah. So will they make it to page 41 or not? Guess we'll find out and see.
I hope
41
so.
Of the script.
Joe Jonas and Game of Thrones actress Sophie Turner are parents for a second time. They've got a new baby girl, so congrats to them. And Olympic gold medalist Simone Biles shared an embarrassing airplane experience.
Uh-oh.
She posted on her Instagram story that as she was boarding a flight, an attendant handed her a coloring book. And that's when she pointed out that she was 25 years old and didn't need it.
Mm.
Well, I mean, she's 4 foot eight.
She's a gymnast. Yeah. So, yeah. I don't know if that's a compliment or not. Like,
I don't know.
It's
I mean, the next
strange.
Flight attendant at least brought her a mimosa, which should by all means make up for the mistaken identity.
It's good. I like coloring books while drinking mimosas. 7:43 with the crew. Time now for Dina's Dirt at the 40. Let's find out what's going on in the world of Hollywood. And it's all brought to you by the Holiday Club at Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Set it and forget it with direct deposit to save for the holidays. For more information, check out pvcu.org. All right, so what's up in Hollywood this morning, Dina?
All right. Well, Khloe Kardashian and Tristan Thompson definitely over, despite the announcement of another baby on the way. Apparently, Tristan went through finding a surrogate and all that while he was cheating on Khloe. So that's unforgivable to her. So she is really done with him romantically this time, sources are saying. And plus, things are going really well in the early stages of her new relationship with that equity investor that she met through her sister, Kim. Mm. And we're hearing baby number two is going to be a boy, by the way.
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, celebrity designer babies, you know. I wonder if they picked out the eye color, too. I don't know how that works.
Mm. Doesn't everybody? Come on.
After she pled guilty to fraud charges on Monday, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City star Jen Shah has to forfeit $6 million and pay another $9 million in restitution. Now, if she can't pay, her husband could be on the hook for the money. That means the government could go after his salary as a University of Utah football coach. I don't know how much coaches make, but I don't know. You think it's in the area of $15
million? I don't know about that. Probably not. But this is because of that fraud case, right? She's going to prison, too?
But guilty to fraud. Wow. So she's expected to be sentenced in November and faces up to 30 years in prison.
I think she's probably going to learn her lesson. I'm guessing.
I think so. I don't think she'll get 30 years. Hmm. I have a feeling.
Out in a week with good behavior.
Yeah, you know, put on the ankle bracelet, throw a bedazzle on it. It'll work for everybody. House of Cards alum Kevin Spacey pled not guilty to four charges of assault and another charge that was brought on him by other people. And in the meantime, he's had to drop out of a forthcoming movie about Genghis Khan, according to Variety. So the movie's producer confirmed Kevin's been replaced by a soon-to-be-announced lead. So this is the case of, what do they say? You know, you're innocent until proven guilty?
Right.
This is like guilty until proven more guilty.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because this is like...
So what's... this movie was smart to just cut him from the start.
Yeah, why they played him in the first place? I don't know why. Why they put him in there, but... Oh, well.
Right, because he said so much against him for so long.
Yeah.
It just seemed like a big risk, and it didn't pay off. Britney Spears made a few interesting uploads on Instagram yesterday, posting some random pictures and some icky comments towards the paparazzi, let's just say. She's got comments about God. She's got comments about the devil. She's got comments about homeless people.
She went meme crazy yesterday.
She did.
I'll have to check them out.
Yes, she did. There's even this picture of her photoshopped onto the Hulu show The Great, where she says, "Hello, America. Yep, I said it. I really care." And she's giving you a salute. So I don't know if she's like lashing out at people in general, the paparazzi in general.
Or did she learn Photoshop yesterday and she's just showing off her new skills?
You think that's it?
I don't know. It's just weird.
Possibly. And that's your Dirt at 7:40. More fresh stuff in Dina's Dirt at 8:40 with 94.7 WMAS.
Time to do the dirt. It's like her own little dance when it comes to gossip. Dina's Dirt at the 40. Do the dirt.
Dun, 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 dun.
Do the dirt. All right, we're doing it now. It's all brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. You can tell it's Friday, right? Yeah, we're a little punchy. This update brought to you by Pioneer Valley Credit Union. Get ready for the holiday season. Join their holiday club and set it and forget it so you've got money deposited on a weekly or biweekly basis. For more details, you can check out pvcu.org. All right, so what is going on, Dina?
Keanu Reeves, he is voicing Batman in the new DC League Super Pets movie. I didn't know this. I'm super excited to find this out.
Yeah.
Found out because he went to the premiere.
That's how you found out.
But actually, he said, "I love Batman as a character." So to voice him was awesome. But he did say he would love to play a live action Batman someday, saying it's always been his dream. But Robert Pattinson's got Batman right now and he's doing awesome. But Keanu did say maybe down the road, maybe when they need an older Batman.
Yeah, they've had older Batmans before, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Older than Robert.
And I'm down for this.
I think it would be cool.
You want it, Keanu? It's yours.
I'm just going to need a taller suit. That's all.
Well, time for a new segment called Stars with Stitches. Everybody seems to be getting hurt right now. Demi Lovato hit her head on a crystal.
Oh, my gosh.
I don't even know. A crystal. So I think she has crystals around her room for energy.
Yeah, like it was on an end table or something, or a nightstand.
Yeah, and I think she must have tripped and bashed her head, but she has this huge gash by her eyebrow right between her eyes.
Jeez.
And it happened right before an appearance on Jimmy Kimmel Live, so she had to get stitches. And then you have Euphoria actress Zendaya, who posted to her Instagram stories that she's got this huge bandaged finger. And she wrote, "See now, this is why I don't cook. Baby's first stitches, back to never cooking again."
Wow, so we're not the only ones that are klutzes. That's good to know. Celebrities do it too.
Yeah, but then they have people to do all the other stuff they can't do when they're damaged.
Yeah, they have doctors following them around. Just in case.
Gremlins director Joe Dante said that he thinks Grogu, a.k.a. Baby Yoda from The Mandalorian, is a ripoff of Gizmo the Mogwai from the 1984 movie Gremlins. And he's right. But he did say Baby Yoda is completely stolen and just out and out copied. Shamelessly, I would say.
So want to get Yoda wet? Is that it? He multiply. It's a little different.
But, I mean, he really does. I can see where he sees the similarities. And they're both super cute. But, you know, I hope he's not saying, like, that he's going to try to take Baby Yoda away from us.
Yeah.
He's gonna shame.
Cut from the movies already made. That would be sad.
And, oh, this is just the story to top all stories today. Law and Order, organized crime star Chris Maloney.
Oh, I don't even want to hear
what?
This. Nothing. He
You're
did like a
hear
nude
You're
picture
hear
on
He's
some
already
magazine.
Gone public with the fact that he works out in the buff. We've talked about this before. So Peloton incorporated that into their new ad starring Chris. He starts off naked, of course, saying, "Apparently some people think the way I work out is strange. Honestly, I don't get it." And then you see this whole ad with a naked but pixelated Chris doing curls, meditating, yoga, running. And then this is the best part. As the ad wraps up, you hear the voice say in the Law and Order voice tone, "In the Peloton community, users are represented by two groups, those who wear pants and Christopher Maloney."
Oh my gosh. You know, there are two types of fans for Christopher Maloney. The ones that watch the show and Christopher Maloney himself.
Well, I
all
just
about
want to
him.
Point out that if you do buy a Peloton, remember, it does not come with a naked Christopher Maloney. You have to purchase that
and
separately.
And don't ride the bike naked.
He probably does.
I don't know what kind of injuries that could cause, but...
You know what? I don't even know if he actually gets on the bike in the ad. I can't remember.
No, he's like
focused on that.
He's on the side, like doing some kind of weird pose. Yeah, I saw it, unfortunately.
So you did watch it. And that's your Dirt at 840. Get all the reports and the podcasts at dinasdirt.com with 94.7 WMAS.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.